coming to you from the mountains and the plains. The only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance. And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
Welcome to another episode of Conservative Daily Podcast. I am going to be your host today, Joe Altman. And Max is out today sick, so we're going to kind of just walk through some things today. We're going to be talking about a few things. One, we're going to do an update on what's coming over the next couple weeks for this IPO. We're not going to call it an IPO anymore. We're going to call it a CF, a crowdfunding deal. The limits changed to $5 million on March 15th, and so it'll come out right after that. Unfortunately, there's been just an enormous amount of support for what we're trying to accomplish, and so I needed to wait because I think we're already oversubscribed. So if you don't make it in on the first crowdfunding raise for this new company, and that's to build a cradle grave solution, I'll share with you kind of the steps of what we're going to take. Be patient. The other half of this is accredited investors, and accredited investors will make up the other half of this $10 million full raise. And then what we're going to do with those proceeds and how we stay transparent to the contributors as well. So pretty exciting stuff going on with that. We've identified a couple companies that are publicly traded that will allow us to the structure, once we actually make sure we make it through the auditing and all of those pieces, that will allow us to then go to the next level, which is making sure we register a larger raise that'll be between $300 and $400 million. And then we'll have a period of stabilization, and then we'll have another raise for $450 to $500 million. Now, these are really big numbers. So as I sit here and talk to you about raising $400 million and $500 million, and how do you come up with the cap table, how do you manage the cap table? How do you come up with the $350 million or $400 million, and how do you come up with the $500 million? And how did you come up with this structure? Well, there's really smart people that have been giving me a lot of help on this. Obviously, I'm no stranger to business. I've been in the tech environment for the last 8 years, and I understand finances fairly well. And so we've gotten a lot of help from them. But also, we have been doing an enormous amount of research on what does this mean? Like, how do you actually go out and either have an M&A strategy, a merger and acquisition strategy, obviously more on the acquisitions than anything else. But how do you build on that and build a company based on that that'll allow us to kind of create a separate path, like a technology path that's separate? And I want to remind you that there's lots of companies out there right now that will never silence your voice. And so Penn Business Network, the company that I was the CEO of before, I was also a two-time Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year nominee. I was also a finalist in 2020 until I started standing up and standing out against what I consider tyranny. So I'm no stranger to technology and understanding what those cradle-grave solutions, but Penn Business Network is a company that if you need hosting, if you need e-commerce platforms, if you're being deplatformed, you can definitely reach out to them. This is a plug to them. Obviously, I don't run that company anymore, but I will tell you everything that they stand for inside of that organization is to protect and preserve the businesses at every level, from enterprise level all the way down to SMB. So feel free to give them a call or email them, and you can reach them on their website at PinBN. That's Papa Indigo November, Bravo November.com, PinBN.com, and they'll be sure to help you. So as we get started here, I want to tell you that the things that I keep seeing personally that are disturbing from the left, and I told Max that I'd be really careful not to get us banned on YouTube, but the things that I find rather disturbing is that it's a constant attack on every part of our society. The left is constantly creating cancers, constantly lying, constantly, and they wouldn't know the truth if it smacked them in the face. But everywhere you turn, they virtue signal that they stand for something while basically doing everything they can to destroy those very things that they're trying to hold up as a, we want to have equality or equity. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. We talk about communities inside of, let's say, minority communities. Now, a vast majority of the poor minority communities are where? Where are they? They're located in Democrat-controlled cities. A vast majority of jobs that are held by minorities, that are good-paying jobs, both on the blue-collar and white-collar level, where are those? Where is the highest density of minority employment? That's in conservative-controlled environments. You didn't know that, did you? Now, if you go to research that, you would actually say, oh, no, there has to be more minorities that are hired in big tech in bigger companies. And so I would use this as a contrast. I will tell you that my company, located in outside of Denver in a conservative-controlled area for the most part, is 38% minority, my company that I did run. 38% minority, right? 38%. And I don't know what the statistics are on women versus men, but I think it's heavily weighted, probably 70-75% now women in the company rather than men. And in leadership positions, we have people all the way down across that spectrum, race, religion, political affiliation. So huge amount of diversity. Now, just fast forward to what's happening at big tech companies like Amazon that talk about equality, or Facebook that is out there pushing out all of these things about equality. They have less than 1% minority index in their entire company. Less than 1%. Think about that. Less than 1% in a company that talks about diversity. How is that possible? And if you start looking at leadership, that number actually dwindles even far below a 0.5%. Now, these are big tech companies. Right? They're the ones that are virtue signaling every day as they suppress and hold down minorities in that environment. And they suppress and hold down women in those that environment either. They use tokens, as they like to call them. We'll call them tokens for them as well. Right? So tokens. So they developed this entire idea that they're trying to work out taking care of minorities. Now, we've already talked about what Kamala Harris did in California, which when she was the AG, they actually did not release black men, specifically majority black men, right, from prison so that she could hold them in jail longer than they were from the release date, that she could hold them in jail so she could have 20 cents per hour labor pool that California depends on because some of the resources they use, you talk about actually making license plates, that's actually a real thing in California, right? They can have that cheap labor. So we're going to keep these black men in prison for longer. We're going to hold on to them for longer so that we can actually get work done that we need to do on our side. That's not an anomaly. And if we go down the line and look at liberal controlled environments, we have massive amounts of people that are in prison populations today that had committed small crimes that were actually committed for 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 years. People that actually had caught with an ounce of marijuana, 2 ounces of marijuana. And this is the first time and only time that I will ever praise the ACLU or organizations like that. But they've done a great job of just pointing out the ridiculous nature of how there is a lopsided judicial system when it comes to minorities. So a white kid comes in and maybe shoots someone, he gets 5 years. Black man comes in, shoots someone, gets 15. This is a real thing, but a majority of that disparity happens where? Where does that happen? They can't fact check this because if you fact check it, it actually is worse than what I'm telling you. When we talk about minority communities inside of these inner cities, we can talk about the degradation of nearly everything, but we can also talk about the index of unfair treatment of minorities while they're talking about equality. They've actually created the inequality and now they want to talk about equity. Equity doesn't have anything to do with equality. It has to do with leveling the playing field and suppressing our entire society except for those chosen to be in leadership. And again, you become a part of this club on the liberal side. And we talk about the club on the liberal side Guys, I don't have time to read all your comments. I do see you have lots of different comments there. So just bear with me because I have to be the one to actually go through this stuff. Do we have a problem with the phone system still, or has that been fixed?
They did not fix it.
Great. Well, that'll be another conversation we have after this. But has Facebook blocked Conservative Daily? I hope not. Facebook block us? No. Facebook is good for Conservative Daily. If you're trying to get on Facebook and get there, but you can also go to DLive as well. So where was I, Josh? What was I talking about just now?
Diversity.
Yeah, well, we were talking about diversity. So sources. So Volk asked for some sources. I'll send you some sources as well. And I'll put them in the comments after, obviously, the section is over. But if you look at the different things in the inner city of these Democrat-controlled environments, do you notice that Democrats get on TV, they get in all of these places, and what do they tell you? That conservatives are racist. Conservatives are holding people down, right? They say that. They say that it's all the conservatives' fault, all the Republicans' fault. Well, if that's true, and let's just go to the if that's true, then why is all the crime happening in their area? Why is the homelessness happening in their area? Why are the vast majority of incarcerations, arrests, happening in Democrat-controlled environments? Why is that happening there, right? Why are the sanctuary cities seeing the biggest number of violent crimes against American citizens? Why is that happening? And then we have to talk about education. Now, I'm going to get to the National Guard troops being horribly mistreated, and I think we have some cuts of some of that stuff as well. All right. So as we walk through this process, let's talk about education. Let's talk about the education system that is actually run and ruled by teachers' unions. So teachers unions are actually, they run the school system, and those teachers unions go out there and they look for liberally minded, you know, entitled teachers. And yeah, there's lots of good teachers out there. If you're a good teacher, right, then if you stand up, you tell me what happens to you when you stand up. If you actually stand up for the greater good of your students, say, hey, look, I'm going to go back to school. I want to teach my kids. Can you do it? No, you can't. Because you have to be run by the teachers union that pushes pressure down on the school system to say teachers should be paid more. Students are not as important as teachers. Teachers are important as children, which is not the case. Kids are our most important asset. Most important asset to any country is the children, the next generation coming up. Because if we teach them right, we can actually have something very positive happen in our society. We can grow stronger. We give more opportunity to future generations. Now, what happens if you go to a weaker constitution of kids coming through the system? What gets weakened? And what has happened in Democrat-controlled environments? Which, by the way, there are no conservatives holding positions in San Francisco. They're not holding positions in those environments. The school boards are all run by liberal, leftist, evil minions. That's true. So tell me where conservatives have a place when it comes to the erosion of just basic principles that you see in these schools. Basic, and I mean basic. Basic. Math, science, English, foreign language, art, writing. Basic. Where are they? Where are the conservatives? They're not there. So what we're led with is that the teachers unions and these behemoth organizations that are designed to become political footballs and or weaponized environments against our society, because that's what they are. You take them and you look at what's happening in that environment, you're looking at, we'll use Denver as an example, we're looking at dropout rates of 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% in some areas. Think about that. It is, this is a real thing happening in liberal environments. Now, liberals stand for education. Well, what happens when those minority communities don't get access to adequate education? What happens? Let's look at all the symptoms and the problems together, where minority communities, people in the minority communities are being targeted by liberal police forces, liberal mayors, liberal police chiefs, liberal governors. They're being targeted. There's a strategy that's actually passed down. I need you to do 20 DUIs. I need you to do 50 arrests or 25 tickets. That's a real thing in police departments. Now, police departments and police officers have to handle this liberal ideology that comes down that says you have to control, you have to punish your society. And then look what happens when you talk about education, when you've destroyed the black community, the Hispanic community. You destroyed it. sending fathers to prison for 5-10 years for sometimes petty offenses. You think I'm lying? Okay, go check. Go check me out. Go check the statistics on where the mass number there. I will grab you the graph that shows you where the mass number of arrests occur. I will also show you a graph that shows you what's happening in the education system, where the majority of kids that are dropping out, where they exist. And then we'll just overlay that over leadership. See, Democrats are everything they say they're fighting against, and they're doing it while they're actually suppressing minority communities. They're doing that in places where conservatives don't exist. So the demon is being pushed at someone else. The people in those communities are suffering. And where do you think that they point the finger? Where do you think they point the finger? They point it at conservatives, because you want to know why? Conservatives fare better in a free environment than the liberals do, except for when you talk about people that are being muled into an environment where conservatives become the consumers of liberal technology, liberal media. This is all true. This is all true. 1%. 1%. And yes, Cammy just said, so if you can't meet the standard is removed. What are they trying to do right now? They're trying to make education at universities less intelligent, easier to get through. They're now taking away standardized testing and say, well, that's not fair. That's racist. You know why it's racist? It's racist because they run such a crappy system in those liberal controlled environments that nobody has an opportunity. A school in Boston, we were talking about this yesterday or the day before, a school in Boston or a school system in Boston removed the gifted and talented program. This is true. Why? Why'd they do it? They wanted to basically take opportunity away from other kids. Is that equity? Is that what you consider equity? Is when you take opportunity away from kids? The gifted and talented program, because it had too many white people. So what are you going to do with those that are gifted and talented that are minority? When you push them back into a system that is already designed by liberals to screw with them, what are you going to do? Now, be honest. Most of you are sitting on your couch. You're probably listening to this podcast, trying to think of what is it that Joe's asking me to do? Well, I keep asking you to move to action, move towards things that actually create a result for us. But I just pointed out the education disparity that exists by creating equity-minded environments. And by the way, they've been talking about equity for 3 or 4 years. They've been talking about equality for 10 years. Equality, 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 as they destroy the fundamental value of the African-American black family. They destroy it. And you could say, Joe, come on, that's not right. Really? We dealt with Hollywood. I'll use another example. We dealt with Hollywood. What did Hollywood tell us? Hollywood told us that black men are drug dealers and rappers. Am I wrong? What else were they? Because most of the movies that you see out there glorifies minorities in such a way that it's not complimentary unless you're, I don't know, unless you want to be a rap star. Then maybe it's complimentary. Or they're pro athletes. I mean, until recently, which I think is actually kind of nice, they weren't actually putting a majority of the parts for doctors in the minority environment. You'd have a token here, a token there. But they weren't getting the roles, they weren't getting the opportunities in the movie industry that actually painted or gave people in the minority community something to look up to, something to look forward to, something that could say, hey, I have hope. We look at Chicago. They come out and say, we need to get kids back to school. We watch black-on-black crime. Well, there's black-on-black crime because there's a lot of frustration in those environments, but they're all liberal environments. So liberals destroy everything they touch. It's a disease. And Max doesn't like the fact that I call them pedophiles and rapists and closet racists. But it's always old white men or old white women who, by the way, don't have any lineage, like Pocahontas. She doesn't have any Native Indian in her blood. And if it is, I have more Native Indian in my blood. She doesn't have a mixed interracial family. None of these people do. But what they all have in common is racist tendencies. I'm trying to stand up for him. Oh, by the way, behind this curtain over here, keep him in prison. Oh, yeah, my great-grandfather owned slaves. Yeah, oh, yeah, but I'm for reparations. Reparations to hold back, again, to look like you're doing good while actually doing bad and destroying those communities. Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, another example of something that was actually developed to destroy the minority community. That was her charter. She built Planned Parenthood. And now the Democrats paraded along because people don't understand history. Oh, because that's right. We have a revisionist history where we take down statues and we try to ignore things that happened in our past. And we glorify all the bad things. We look at the scarlet letter of everyone that did anything good for the minority community. Let's take that away. Because we want to be the ones. We want to be the ones to tell the minority community that we did more for them. But what have they done? They've destroyed education. And now they want to throw just enough for you to eat. Here, here's a couple thousand dollars. Here's $4,000 or $5,000. Here, we're going to lower the standards. We're going to get rid of gifts and talents. We're going to make whites the demon. See, whites now are the demon. And now conservative whites are the demons. Think about that. You're the demon. I've done more for minority communities than any other person out there that I know that is either a minority or isn't a minority in modern times per capita. I mean, as far as what I make versus what I give personally, what our company gives personally. So what does that make me? What does it make me when I actually go to action? I actually do the things that are necessary in order to make us better as a society. To actually believe that people are created equal. See, I believe it. They don't believe it because they build strategies to destroy the minority community while they tell them that it's conservatives doing it. We have got to get to the place as we go through this. We're going to finally get to the place where we start talking truth as people. We are. And we're going to have to do it in such a way that we call them what they are. They're liars. The left are liars. They're liars. There's no other word for them. Their scarlet letter is an L. Loser. Liar. That's what they are. That's what they represent. These radical leftists don't care about people in our society. They don't care. And what's even worse is that these clowns that are liberals, these people that are clowns that are in leadership positions are saying, oh, bleeding heart, let's take care of everyone that comes across our southern border. While we ignore the stories of rapists and coyotes that are trafficking children and women. And then what do you think they do, by the way, when they traffic these children and women? When they're done with them, you think they just release them into society? No, they murder them. This is what the left does. They worship people or worship things like Satan. They worship Satan, or they don't think God exists. So there is no conscience to liberal ideologies. None. There's no conscience to them. They stand for everything while standing for nothing. No ethical or moral character. They don't even have limits. And as a result, people follow them that have weak constitution. They have a weak mind. They are not strong at all. What takes strength is actually standing up. What takes strength is actually doing what's right. What takes strength is not getting involved in things that are morally depriving you of character. Pornography. You're like, oh, Joe, don't bring that up. I'll bring it up. A vast majority of the internet traffic that we have today, I'd say 90% of it, is pornography. It's $100 billion, $200 billion. I don't even know. That's one statistic I don't know. But it's a big problem we have in our country. And it's infecting our kids because it's so readily available. And yet AWS and all these other things, there's nothing wrong with it. It's freedom. So freedom when it's convenient to destroy. Again, freedom to destroy everything our communities stand for. Hey, we got to get rid of gifted and talented because too many white kids are in it. As we destroy minority communities and take away opportunities. It's really sick. But the left is what the left is. But we spend zero time fighting against it because we say, let them, they'll destroy themselves. No, they're not destroying themselves anymore. They're destroying our society. They're destroying everything we stand for. And I haven't even started talking about minority-owned businesses and what they're doing to basically prop them up. and the fact that they keep printing money and throwing checks out there as like it's water. Do you notice that the more that they do that, the more it degrades our society? It degrades our ability to have a firm foundation. If you had a credit card and had a $100 million limit, and you ran it up to $100 million, but you only had enough to pay it off at a $100,000 a year job, what happens to you? And so what is happening to our country? And who's doing it? Ilhan Omar? Someone that was given an opportunity to become an American that walks out there and spews hate and rhetoric towards American values? You don't think that that's planned? Who props up organizations while saying that some people did something on September 11th, 2001. When are we going to wake up and call it what it is? And when they call us racist, go, yeah, whatever. Whatever. Like the stage was set up to be a tribute to, I don't know, what did they say? It was the Rulon, the Nazi symbol. The stage was. It's a stretch. By anyone's imagination, it'd be a stretch. But no, they can turn it around and say, oh, this is what it symbolizes. Symbolism does not exist on the left, or excuse me, on the right. It exists on the left. Symbolism doesn't, we don't wake up every day saying, oh, you know what? Let's make a stage so the subliminally, they do. Again, they are everything they say that they are against. They are racists, rapists. Let's talk about Weinstein. Michael Pincus. Look up that guy. This is a tech billionaire with heavy ties to Hillary Clinton that had one of the largest pedophilia rings going in Asia and Central Europe. Was arrested for it. Over and over, Epstein. I mean, and Weinstein, guys, I know that we're supposed to be talking about national troops being horribly mistreated, but can't we at least call it what it is? Who are they being mistreated by? Who is pulling all the strings on the troops? Who? Man, you can walk around and tell these leftists, hey, man, you need Jesus. And they laugh at you and mock you and say, ha, you can't believe it. You believe in a mystical character. No, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God. And what is even worse about this is that now we've let faith become politicized. The bishops, the Catholic Church, they come out. I don't know if you guys read this or heard this. Google it. Don't Google it. Use something else other than Google, right? DuckDuckGo, right? Use DuckDuckGo. Gab's got a new one as well. But research this. They're coming out saying that they're telling their followers, these bishops in the Catholic Church, telling their followers not to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So now, I don't know, maybe they're invested in Moderna or one of the other ones, but they're actually telling people not to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Personally, you do whatever you want. I've made a choice in my life. I'm not taking a vaccine. It'll never, they're not sticking anything in my arm. It'll never happen. But if you choose to, that's up to you. I think you have to have faith and comfort. And frankly, if you're older and you're at risk and you feel that it's going to help you, great. I just choose not to. I choose not to put anything in my body. But the fact that the bishops of a Catholic church in a specific area are telling people not to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, does that concern you? Does it concern you that they politicize now who's good and who's bad? And do you think that the bishops have doctorate degrees in medicine? You think they read the journals? Do you think they've done any of that? Now they're picking winners and losers. And yet we don't even stand up and talk about the obvious. The obvious is that the left is filled with demons, evil doers, disgusting people with no soul, who don't even believe that you have a soul. That's what the left represents. Evil, evil, evil people. But every time we turn around and talk about truth, we forget to call them what they are. We let Weinstein run around Hollywood for 30 years raping women. And you know why it came out? Because there was so much pushback on the Me Too movement that it just kept percolating to the surface. They didn't have a choice. It was a volcano that they had kept capped for so long. And then all of a sudden it came out and we're running towards it. We're running towards all the things that They can't hide anymore. You can't suppress the bottle on the genie. He had hurt so many women across Hollywood. He had ruined careers of women in Hollywood. Besides raping them, when he didn't get a chance to rape them, he just blackballed them and told other people not to hire them. And who is he close to? Leftist. What campaigns did he actually finance? Leftist. Oprah. Clinton's. Come on, guys, pay attention. When is this going to become something that we actually push out there and talk about every single day that we are willing to share? Are you willing to share it? Are you willing to share truth? Are you willing to share the things that are that we're talking about right now that actually make us a quote-unquote woke society? When are we going to get to the point where you can't keep the genie in the bottle? You can't keep the volcano covered, where we blow a gasket? Again, I don't want to go to violence, but do I think we're heading towards it? Yes, I do. Do I think that every time they put up a bill like H.R. 1 that says, hey, I want to permanently suppress the conservative voice, if that's done by evil people, it's probably evil. You have states that are coming out right now saying, listen, you don't get to touch, you don't get to mandate anything to us. Secession movement and this the convention of states is happening every day. There are people that are, more people are signing on to that. Like, why? Because they recognize that a vast majority of our country is conservative. A vast majority of our country wants accountability. A vast majority of our country doesn't want free access to heroin and needles and Narcan while kids are dying of diabetes. Did you know the largest group that died, the largest group of people that died in the 500,000 that they say died of COVID had diabetes? Did you know that? Actually, I saw that one somewhere, so I went and researched it. Absolutely true. Well, why aren't diabetics first on the list for a vaccine if you choose to get it? Something to question. Virtue signaling is actually something real. They don't use data or statistics or anything else. And the left are liars. So I just told you about Weinstein. Let's talk about the National Guard troops being horribly mistreated. Let's switch to the topic of the day. And why do I think everything I said is pertinent to what I just went through with you? Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be? I mean, it's just another symbol that they care about the military, yet they're willing to treat them like slaves. Like slaves. I'm really glad that Max isn't on this podcast today, not because I don't want to be with Max, but because I'm talking about things that are, you know, just I get on this tangent and I talk about things that I think are truth that we have to be listening to and talking about and just reiterating over and over and over again. We got to become and use our strength. We got to have courage. We got to be willing to be canceled and make sacrifices. And then when we watch someone else get canceled, we run to them and say, we're going to support you. But we don't. We don't do those things. We stand alone. We're very smart. We work for people who are left leaning. We don't search out ways to become a battering ram against this evil environment holistically. Now, I do think that people do, right? But I don't think enough people, I don't think it's contagious enough. The contagion's not there to where more people are willing to take that stand. So let's talk about the National Guard troops being horribly mistreated. If you haven't seen the National Guard, by the way, they'll be going home on, I think, March 21st. 22nd. And if you haven't heard the latest news about this, they're being fed undercooked food. They're being cooked under. Cooked food, and by the way, they're pulling down all the stuff on this. Did you notice that they're taking down stuff?
Stuff was disappearing today as I was looking for it, Joe.
Yeah, so that just shows you like who's the puppet master, who's the one in charge, who's the one that actually gets to tell everyone that you can't listen to this stuff, right? And there's a real problem because the information gets out there. People in the National Guard are talking about it. The morale in the military right now. I cannot even tell you. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. When you sign up for the military, you sign up to sleep in mud huts. You sign up to get sand in your crotch. You sign. I mean, you do. You sign up. You sign up for those things. You're a warrior. Now, they've weakened the constitution of that as well by making it so you can go through basic 9, 10, 11 times. They've removed the physical requirements in most areas and most of the positions within the military. And frankly, they've politicized the military, trying to weaken it as well. They've done all those things. But the morale of how we talk, again, we're becoming a society. As a society, we're allowing the left to permeate this. We stand for our troops. I stand up for you. Man, thank you for your service. But our actions don't match it. They don't match it. There was an article this morning on Fox News that talked about the fact that people are, that soldiers are being treated very, very poorly. And do you have a couple of clips to put up here?
Yeah, let's play the first one about the food that these right. four guys were served.
This is clip one.
Other meals have been undercooked, making soldiers sick.
7 Action News reporter Brian Abel shows us what the troops are being served and their concerns so far going unresolved.
This is just one example of a meal served to Michigan National Guard troops protecting the U.S. Capitol. The February 13th chicken, clearly undercooked. Here's another. A staff sergeant with the Michigan National Guard, whose identity we are protecting, telling 7 Action News the problem is not isolated.
Yesterday, for instance, there were 74 different meals found with raw beef in them. Just yesterday, with the lunches, where soldiers had found metal shavings in their food.
The food concerns going beyond quality, quantity an issue as well. Breakfast, an example.
You were getting maybe a Danish and some sort of juice, and then we had certain days where it was clearly a dinner roll and Sunny D.
After undercooked food sent more than a dozen soldiers to sick call, some to the hospital, the concerns, the staff sergeant says, went up the chain of command. Then there was a change on the boxes being delivered.
They said, all right, well, you know, we're going to make sure that we spot check them. And we're also going to have them start adding temperatures to it. At 140, if you cook that chicken, undercook it to 140, and now you're telling us that it's 30-minute drive, but these meals are, and this is what they say on the little placard that's down there, it's good for 4 hours. Well, no, it's not. It wasn't good from the start, and now it's had hours to become even more dangerous.
And an update after yesterday's alleged mishap.
All right, go ahead and cut it. Soldiers are... All right, what do you guys think? Tell me, what do you think? What do you think? And why didn't they actually say who actually made the food? Right? And if you make food for our soldiers that have metal shavings in them, should you even have that contract? Should you even be able to continue doing it? Should there be a check that says, listen, if you work for the military and the military puts their life on the line every day, now, this is strictly political theater that we're dealing with in Washington, D.C. That's what it is. It's theater. There's no threat. Conservatives are not going to knock down the door. Now, Antifa might. So maybe there is a real threat that they'll do that. You know, the anti-fascist. You know, the fascist anti-fascist. Yeah, those little pricks. Yeah, they might. But are conservatives going to knock down any doors? No. Nope. We're not built that way. But we're not there yet. I'm not going to tell you that we wouldn't knock down doors. Because if you continue down this path of destroying our society, people might knock down doors. I'm not going to tell you I'm knocking down doors, but people might do it. But how do you have metal shavings in a food that you're staring at when you're doing it, unless you're blind as a bat, where you actually serve that to soldiers? And now you're going to spot check the food? So you weren't spot checking it before? What are you feeding our soldiers? And if people that are leftists, because if you're a leftist and you're cooking food for people and you think it's appropriate to make them sick, what kind of demented little mind are you? I mean, think about all of this, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. And this is what we deal with every day. This is the type of, hey, we're all in this together type mentality. No, we're not. It's us versus them. Sorry. Let's go to cut two. This is cut two. So this is the sleeping conditions. No cots. Nothing. Now, again, when you sign up for the military, you sign up for some pretty rough treatment. I've been to the Middle East. I've watched some of the barracks. I've seen some of the stuff that they have to live in, some of the tents. I personally have had to sleep on a mud hut floor. I've had to sleep in the sand, get sand in my crawl. No question. It's very uncomfortable. You sign up for it. But you have soldiers that are protecting the nation's capital, and this is what we get. They get to sleep on the floor. And all the people in Congress, they get to do what? Go back to their nice little cushy offices where they get insider trading tips and get to ignore the American people. And remember, it took 10 months for them to decide that they weren't going to actually give checks to the American people. But the American people don't want checks anyway. See, they're centered on money. Money, 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 money. We're not. See, life, liberty, pursuit, happiness means something to us. Just get out of our way. But the soldiers, at least optically, the only people supporting those soldiers that wake up and go down to actually meet with those soldiers and tell them how much they care, they're not Democrats. Because they don't give a crap about them. They're willing to do that to our soldiers. Sleep on the floor. And not for a week. You're talking about months of sleeping on a floor. The problem is systemic. We have a systemic problem in our country. And it's not racism. Now, we have a problem with racism. But the problem we have in our country that is systemic is leadership. We have a massive void that now is being filled by Bidenites. That's what it's being filled with. And people that have hidden agendas to destroy the Constitution of our country. I said it. And why don't we say it more? Why does the media not talk truth? Why does the media always put things out there right now where it's, oh, we should have an investigation? Investigation? No, heads should roll. Do you know how hard it is, by the way, to fire anybody in the federal government? Do you have any idea? You just saw it. You can make our soldiers sick. You can make them sleep on a floor. You can put them in absolutely horrible conditions in parking garages, which, by the way, are occupied by cars. Go sleep in the parking garage occupied by cars with people driving by you while you're trying to sleep. And just tell me how much respect you have for our military. Keep in mind, they run everything right now. And yet this is somehow acceptable. We have got to get to the place where we actually start talking about these problems every single day. That we don't just work on it for one day and say, hey, this is what we're going to talk about. We call them what they are. They're liars. They're a cancer to our society. They destroy everything they touch. And here's the proof. Oh, you're for equity? Screw you and your equity. Stick it up your ass. I don't care about your equity. Your equity means nothing to me. All it means is you're going to chain us all up, regardless of color. You're going to make minorities start attacking white people. For what reason? Because it allows them to create chaos. And in chaos is opportunity for these clowns. They're trash. They're absolute trash. And you can say, hey, you're ranting, Joe. What's the solution? Well, there's lots of solutions. We start by doing number one. First thing, we get rid of winos and left publicans. We get rid of them completely. We start having every one of you pick up the phone right now. Pick up the phone. Call your local GOP office. And you're like, oh, Joe, I'm a Democrat listening to you. Well, shame on you. Shame on you for even supporting an organization that makes you complicit in their behavior. Shame on you. I'll say it. You're like, well, I'm an independent. Okay. Independent to what? Do you believe in constitutional values? Yeah. Well, great. Go be a Republican. Step away from this I'm an independent and step with courage into something that actually defines you and then get involved in it and make your voice heard. Don't make this a thing where we're actually having a conversation about, I'm not a Republican. I don't like some of the Republicans. I need to run away from Republicanism because, frankly, there's some racist in Republicans. There's racist in everything. It's individual. It's a choice that you make. I mean, the biggest tech companies, I just told you, have less than 1% that are minorities. And you'd say, oh, actually, Joe, it's 3%. No, it's not. It's less than 1% because 2% of them are over in India. And they don't count. Not when we're talking about preserving the American way of life. They don't count. I don't care about foreign interests and having someone in another country that's actually working for the better interest of putting dollars in big tech and making them a $1 trillion company. We know we had a problem when Facebook is negotiating with a country over whether or not they can actually deploy information. Facebook, a company, is negotiating with a country on whether or not they can negotiate the ability to pay or compensate journalists in Australia for their work. They just shut it down. A company did that. But they're not too big. We shouldn't break them up at all when they're negotiating with countries, and not just a third world country. They're negotiating with Australia, a first world, very sophisticated, highly technologically advanced country, Australia. We get involved and a lot of really good things can happen. So we start by becoming precinct leaders. I'm just going to tell you right now, we start by becoming precinct leaders. And we're going to get back to this really quick. But if you became a precinct leader, what do you think the outcome would be? You can actually start running for office. You can actually stand up for our troops and how they're being treated. Uncooked food, horrible living conditions. But once you run for precinct leader of your local deal, then you start getting rid of the rhinos. You start identifying people that just want status quo. If they come to you and say, you should start by, maybe you should start running for town council. Nope, go straight to the top. I don't care if you're a plumber. I don't care if you're a trash man. I don't care about that. All I care about is that you have the courage to stand up for people in your community. And one of the ethos, one of the culture, one of the character things that I look at personally is when you go run for office at whatever level, and you go, do you go back into your community and ask your community what they want? Do you go back and hold town council meeting or town hall meetings, or, you know, just a get together where you say, hey, look, I'm gonna throw a little deal. Let's actually help this small business, this restaurant, and I want to get together. And you call the restaurant and say, look, I'm going to bring as many people as I can from the community so they can ask me questions and I can answer questions about what's good for them. That used to happen. It doesn't happen now. It certainly doesn't happen with the Democrats. They're too busy indoctrinating and pushing out rhetoric on how racist everyone else is but them while they destroy communities. Sorry, this is true. I'm sorry it's not very popular, but it's true. So then we get to the place where, what does that mean? After you're precinct leader and you run for office, what does that mean? It means you create ethical values. You become a voice, an effective voice. You stand up for people in your community. You call out people in your own party who are rhinos. You eliminate them. You get people like-minded like you that are neighbors. And you say, hey, listen, I think you should abandon the Democrat Party and come over here. We accept people that, you know, I personally love Ben Carson, but Ben Carson can't represent every part of the black community. He doesn't speak the same way. He doesn't have the same mannerisms. At some point, we've got to go to the minority communities and say, look, I know you stand for conservative values, and I can't speak the way you want me to speak, so you need to run for office. Come with me. We don't open our arms because the rhinos are actually left publicans. They want to talk about doing things that actually help, but they don't help. And they never go back in the community and ask them for anything. What do you think? How well am I doing? They just make a bunch of empty promises every 2 years, 4 years, 6 years. I'm going to do better and we're going to give you more. Maybe. Or, you know what? The Democrats stood in my way, or the Republicans stood in my way of progress. I'm sorry I didn't get anything done except for entitlements. I'm sorry, it's not a convenient subject. We're not being convenient today. We have got to get to a place where we start somewhere. So let's start. Precinct leaders. A vast majority of them across most states go unfilled. And if you can make that commitment to do that, FEC United, go in there and say, hey, look, I need your help. I need to know where the precinct leader is. Go to FEC United, sign up, ask questions, send emails. They'll all respond to you. And you say, Joe, you're plugging FEC United. You're damn right I am. We spent an entire, literally, we spent all day, probably an hour and 15 minutes or so. Probably going a little bit over. Unless you guys want me to stop. Do you want me to stop talking? Just say, Joe, please stop talking. And then I'll stop talking. Yeah. We talk a little bit about, go to the precinct leader part, and we go back to it real quick. So you become a precinct leader, and then you get to vote. And they have bonus members, and you have all these different things that actually go into the structure of the GOP. And frankly, the first year that you're involved in this, you won't be able to stomach it. I can't stomach it. Colorado is filled with rhinos. It's filled with left publicans. It's filled with people who have no courage, no constitution, that lie. They lie. They attack people who stand up in districts to run for office that have never been won by a Republican in 40 to 50 years. This happened in Colorado. His name's Casper. And Casper Stockholm ran in CD1 and CD7. And he made a few mistakes on his financial documents for, he made a few mistakes. He'd never done it before. He'd done it three times. And he had always done it in a place where he stood up for values. He stood up for conservative values. He's one of the most courageous men I have ever met. Also served the military. And he gets attacked by people. And people are like, Joe, how do you support him? He keeps losing. He's running in places you'd never even try. You wouldn't try to run in those environments. But he does. And he's consistent. And he shows up. He's also got a special needs child. And nobody talks about that. I believe he has more courage. He set up an organization just to tell people about the Constitution while he's driving for Uber. And you'd say, well, why? Well, he's driving for Uber so he can have the flexibility to do the things that he needs to do. And they attack him for that. This is what rhinos do. Let's just push him down. Let's just push him down. Let's not support him. You couldn't get the Colorado GOP to even help fund him at all. And then they make excuses. And I called him up and said, hey, tell me if there's any truth in this. And they're like, well, you know, Casper has problems. And really? What's more important than supporting your candidate who his actions show that he has character, yet you want to scrutinize everything about him because he doesn't stand up for your rhino values? See, the Democrats at least stand together. We allow rhinos to come in the environment and have relationships with Antifa journalists. We allow that to happen. And yes, all of this is relevant because we're talking about the National Guard, how they're treated by the left. But then we talk about the right and how they treat the people that are actually standing up for conservative values. Does that make them does that make them holy, or does that make them left publicans? Because it doesn't fit their narrative, doesn't fit their story. It doesn't fit their interest. We forget about truth. We forget about it. We make our own truth. We eat our own. So we have a serious problem here in Colorado. We have a serious problem here in Wyoming. We have a serious problem across this country. President Trump got on that stage at CPAC, and what did he say? What did he say? He called him by name, and he left one really special person out by name, Liz Cheney, the warmonger. But I'm not very popular with the rhinos and the left publicans, and I'm not very popular with the left. You know what I'm popular with? At FEC United in Colorado and across the nation that's growing. You know what I'm popular with? The people. So what the hell do I care about them for? If they don't go back to their community and actually stand and say, hey, how can I help you? Then what good are you? At any level, if you can't do that, if you can't walk away as a CEO of your own company that you spent all your life building, walk away from prestigious awards, I would have loved to have had it. Then what good are you? If you can't make sacrifice, what good are you? What's your legacy going to say? So we start the precinct leader. We run for office at every level. But we have to take over the GOP in every state so that we can actually do some good. And frankly, there's too many of them. The rhinos are everywhere. So why, when I bring up FEC United, I bring it up for a reason. Because at least I know that I can identify whether or not you're willing to sign off that you will stand up for the people. You go back in the community. And if you don't, we'll never support you again. Then we'll make sure that the PACs we're connected to don't support you again. We'll hold you accountable. And you only got one shot to show your character. And after that, we're done with you. See, that's how our society used to work. In the last 50, 60, 70 years, you got Obama, who spews rhetoric, talks about unity, weakens our constitution across the globe, gives our money away, our money, hard-earned money, and then has the GOP just spew just as much rhetoric through their left Republican mouths as the left does. I am fired up. I am fired up in a really, really big way. I'm fired up because we never seem to get to a place where we are willing to admit that we're not being defeated. We're being defeated by ourselves. We keep putting things out there that point to all the things that we're dealing with. Sorry. We're pointing to all the things that we're dealing with, yet we're not willing to stand up and actually fight the good fight, to sacrifice. And you say, I work 50 hours a week. Okay. Now you work 70. Well, I have 3 kids. Okay. Well, your kids are not going to have anything to wake up to if you don't work just a little bit harder. I am, every day I wake up doing the same thing. I wake up every day doing the same thing. And I fight with people over just taking a stand, and they come back and they're like, Joe, you can't fight all these battles on every front. And I said, well, am I winning any of them? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, then yes, I can. Why can't I? I'm getting sued by Eric Coomer. Everyone filed their motion to dismiss. We're going through this whole process. Many of you have actually contributed. I want to thank you. I'm very grateful for the people that have actually contributed to the legal fight, because it's been really expensive. But do I regret it? No. Do you? Do you regret the fact that I put myself out there? Do you regret the fact that I lost my job? My job now is you and FEC United. Do I regret that? No, I don't. Neither should you. I was willing to make that sacrifice. I'm willing to make a lot more sacrifices than even I've made. See, there's no limit to the sacrifice that I'll make. But I do want to thank you for it. I also want to thank those people that are listening that are FEC United members, because you've had to put up with as much hate and rhetoric and lies against FEC United. We're a militia. Well, how? How is FEC United a militia? We stand up for businesses, education, faith. We got people that run for precinct leaders. And that's a first start. It's a start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. But I am grateful for those people as well. So one of the questions that came up was the sticker deal. So I'm going to give you an update on the stickers. Do we have some other cuts that we need to run through? Do you have a couple more cuts you want to run through? Do you guys want to see any more of how they mistreat our troops? Maybe we should just run through a few things.
I've got a story that I wanted to put you over top of here, Joe, because just last month, right, a bunch of governors were pulling the Guard from D.C.
Yeah.
And the reason they did that is they had them sleeping so close together,
yeah,
that there were people that were getting COVID-19. So the same government who wants us to wear masks, mm-hmm, and who are telling us that we can't get infected with each other purposely threw our troops in a parking garage so they could just be so close they would infect each other. I mean, if they're treating our troops this way, imagine how they must think about us.
Yeah, they don't care about us. They don't care about us at all. What else do you have? You have another one you want to show? You have a couple more clips.
I'm going to give you the other story that...
All right, give me that story.
I'm going to put you over the top of us. And this one, it is the update that the troops will be going on March 12th, not the 22nd. I made a mistake earlier, but on the 12th, which is just... Just a week away.
Yeah.
They should be going home. Now, are you going to take the over-under on whether that's going to happen or not?
Well, I'm going to take the under, but they're probably going to leave some troops there to make sure that, you know, Pelosi, who doesn't have to, you know, rules are for thee, not for me. They have that security and have that fence. Fences don't work, though, people, because the fences that are around the Capitol, that, you know, nothing to see here, right? Razor wire. But we can let people pour in because they're not the ones getting attacked. Families in those areas are getting attacked. And coyotes, by the way, I don't know if you saw this story. Find that story for me, please, and then we'll put it up. And that is that there was a massive accident in Southern California where 25 people were jammed into a vehicle. It was a coyote deal. It was a human smuggling deal. This is what happens when you allow leftist ideology to creep into our society. You make people vulnerable. That vehicle crashed. Multiple people were killed. So if you can find it, great. All right. So it leads me down to, and one of the things that I want to talk about quickly, and I'm going to go for another probably 10 minutes or so, so you guys get a little bit more than an hour with me. I want to talk about the stickers. Yeah, let me go back to the stickers. So we will have a sticker. We're building it out right now. So we'll have stickers that you can buy, right? And we'll bulk sticker them. This is for guerrilla marketing. So if everyone listening to this wants to know where it'll be, we'll send out you can do a couple things. One, you can text freedom to 89517. If you text on there, I'll make sure that you get on the list. And when that actually comes out, you'll get a text. You can also go to conservative-daily.com and you can sign up for our newsletter. And then we'll have a special send that we do for that as well. You can go to fecunited.com, which, by the way, you cannot actually share fecunited.com on Facebook. You can't share it. They actually said that it goes against their standards. We don't know how. I mean, how do you protect community, and they don't want to protect the community. So, and it's grown too quickly. You know, we're growing across the entire country. But it is amazing to me that you can't share it. So Zach asked, do you think the crash was a cartel war? I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Do you have it? Okay, quickly, I'm going to divert.
We'll put
for a
you
go ahead.
Over top of this one, but the story was saying that, and I'll read it for.
Yeah, I got it. California crash kills 13 of 25 people crammed into SUV. Authorities are looking into whether human smuggling was involved after 13 people died when an SUV and a big rig collided on a Southern California highway near the U.S.-Mexico border. So it goes on to say the authorities are investigating whether human trafficking. Okay, so the police arrived. Some of the passengers were trying to crawl out of the crumpled 1997 Ford Expedition while others were wandering around the fields. The rig's front end was pushed into the SUV's left side and two empty trailers were jackknifed behind it. 12 people were found dead when first responders reached the two-lane highway, which winds through the fields in the agricultural southeastern corner of California, about 125 miles east of San Diego. Another person died at the hospital, California Highway Patrol Chief Omar Watson said. So just imagine this, going to pull it down. Just imagine the fact that there are people actually, 25 people in one, imagine 25 people in an expedition. Just imagine that. Expeditions meant to hold 8 people. They had 25 people in there. And yet coming up from the southern border, human smuggling, nothing to see here. Let's just let it happen. Let's let innocent people die. Let's start patting the pockets of criminals because that's what the left does. So we got a couple things that I want to go over with you. The sticker thing is going to be a big thing. I want you to know that you got to stay engaged. I'm just going to push you right now. You got to stay engaged. You have to keep sharing the message. By the way, over the next month or so, I'm going to actually divert a little bit. I may be on this show more, but I'm going to start doing individual stuff shows out there as well, where I start talking about updates. Max will do some of those as well. We'll kind of share in that responsibility. And then we've got a couple of other personalities we're bringing into the mix, which I think will help us kind of stay more in tune with what's going on in your community. So you can email, you can text, you can obviously make sure you stay connected on Facebook. Multiple ways to actually watch us, follow us, obviously on the podcast, go and give us some good reviews on many of the platforms that we're on. But we do have a gun giveaway. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I know Josh was working on this. I do want you to sign up for that. It's on March 19th. It's going to be the gun giveaway. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because my company, the gun store, is actually the one doing this. You actually win an FMK Elite Pro Plus. It has a $650 value, and it's brought to you by Conservative Daily Podcast and DCF Guns. So I'll kind of talk to you through as well. I'm going to take the next couple minutes just to tell you really quickly some of the other things that we have that I think are interesting. We are on Podbean, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Pandora. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and you can follow us on Parler at Conservative Daily. You can follow me on Parler at Joe Altman, and you can find Max. You can find Max on Parler at Max McGuire. We're also on Rumble, so anytime you see these videos, if you'd rather see the video version rather than seeing the audio version, you can go to Rumble. And we have started the Gab TV to make sure we're there as well. Again, just making sure that we're everywhere does help. As you share, we grow as a community. Last month across the board, we reached about 1.7 million people that actually listened to our podcast. And this month, we're off to a fiery start, and we'll probably end up somewhere around 2 million. That makes us a pretty big influence in the conservative movement and talking about things that are just sensible. Obviously, I think that conservative means something different than the loony left. But I think that as you start to share and understand the messaging and start communicating with us and connecting with us, there are ways that you can also get involved in your community beyond, or at least talk to Congress. We do Fax Blast every single day. And you'd say, Joe, I can't afford to do it every single day. We are going to come out with a membership program, which make it easy so you can support us. And we can give you free access to that where we can write letters and do faxes and do the things. And you would say, Joe, how much is that going to really affect what we need to do? Well, that's actually a really good question. It affects it in a big way because when they constantly see that message in front of them, they can't help but at least pull back a little bit. We need them to pull back a little bit. We need them to be afraid of what the American people are thinking and doing because that will allow us more time. Our big thing, our big push for the 2022 election is to eliminate electronic voting machines, is to get people like you to actually run for precinct leaders, run for certain positions, have the ability to go back in your community and talk to the people and say, what do you really need? And then work towards the 2024 election where we hope that, I don't like hopium, but we hope that by 2024, President Trump has announced that he's going to run for president again. And by that time, the damage will have ceded with what Biden and this administration has done. And I cannot imagine that he does not win by an 80 or 90% margin, because every person I talk to on the left or on the right that is sensible, remember 80% of our society is actually marginalized, has said that the Biden administration is destroying everything this country stands for. So I think that's it, Josh. I think we're good for today. I just want to thank you guys very much. I do often say that God is at the wheel. I do believe that God is at the wheel. I do believe that as a society, we have got to start standing up and doing something. If you want to do something, I've given you a couple ideas on what to do. We'll kind of visit that in the future. We have a sticker campaign that will launch next week. Follow us. Stay in tune with us. And that's all I have. My name is Joe Altman, and this is Conservative Daily Podcast. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.